You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Flat was the day of the word. Today is the Thursday, the 1st of November. A happy Karnataka Rajyotsava to everybody celebrating. Midcaps outperformed the benchmark indices. The Sensex closed down 10 points or barely 0.03% and Nifty ended lower by 6.1 points or 0.06%. These will be among the big headlines that we will be following as we take an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The first session of the month of November 2018 began on a rather subdued note, with the Nifty ending below 10,400 mark. Banks were the gainers during the session, while infrastructure and metals rose during trade as well. Pharmaceuticals, IT and consumption names were the big losers in trade today. However, there was some outperformance in the broader markets, with the Nifty mid-cap index rising as much as 1%. Jayant Manglik, president of Religare Broking, said in a statement, and I quote, "Nifty witnessed a breather after yesterday's surge and settled almost unchanged in the end. Initially, it opened with an uptick in reaction to the news that India jumped 23 spots in the World Bank's ease of doing business ranking and reached to 77th place. However, profit-taking in select index majors capped upside. Mixed trend was witnessed on sectoral front, wherein metal topped the gainers list and IT index settled at the bottom." Unquote. At the close of market hours, the Sensex closed down 10.08 points or 0.03%, almost flat at 34,431.97, while the Nifty ended lower by 6.1 points or 0.06% at 10,380.50. The market breadth was positive as 1,590 shares advanced against a decline of 990 shares, while 124 shares remained unchanged. Yes Bank, Axis Bank and Hindalco were the top gainers today, while Infosys, NTPC, HCL Tech and Dr. Reddy's Labs lost the most. As usual, a quick look at some stocks that made all the news on Dalal Street today. We start with Lupin, which slipped more than 4% as the company reported a weak set of numbers for the quarter ended September 2018. HEG gained 1% after the company's quarter two net profit jumped multifold to 888.9 crore rupees versus 113.66 crore rupees in the quarter last fiscal. Maruti Suzuki India reported tepid sales growth for October 2018 amid festive season, dented by marginal rise in domestic business and sharp fall in exports. The stock closed 1.5% higher. Liquor maker United Spirits shares rallied nearly 8% as global brokerage house Morgan Stanley upgraded the stock to overweight after strong earnings in the September quarter. Power cables manufacturer KEI Industries shares rallied 14% after the company reported a healthy earnings growth for the quarter ended September 2018. Housing finance company HDFC, the country's largest mortgage lender, has reported a healthy 24.71% on-year growth in second quarter profit to 2,467 crore rupees, driven by income from stake sales in AMC, that is asset management company business. The scrip ended 0.5% lower. And finally, a quick look at markets abroad. Markets in Europe are still trading and they have been trading slightly positive as earnings trends drove the market. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 at the time of my saying this was trading in the green very much at 0.78% up. Britain's FTSE was up 0.29%, Germany's DAX up 1.02% and France's CAC up 0.44% at the time of my telling you this. Meanwhile, markets in Asia were higher on Tuesday. The Greater China markets saw gains with the Shanghai Composite advancing 0.13% to close at about 2,606.24 and the Shenzhen Composite up by 0.934% to finish at around 1,306.31. What about Japan's Nikkei 225? It ended slightly in the red, bucking the trend there, down 1.06% and closed at 21,687.65. Hang Seng of Hong Kong up 1.75%. Investors, of course, continue to be cautious on the market going ahead. Jayant Manglik of Religare Broking went on to say, and I quote, "The recent steps to ease liquidity situation by the RBI has certainly improved the sentiment, but sustainability of this rebound is still questionable. We reiterate our caution view on markets and suggest using further bounds to reduce leveraged positions," unquote. Well, there we have it, the 1st of November, a rather flat day in the Indian markets. What tidings will Dalal Street bring tomorrow on the last day of the trading week, the 2nd of November? We'll find out all of that and more. We'll get a quick recap of all that happened today and indeed in post-market hours when we join you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down Dalal Street and also give you a few stocks to choose from. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com because A, we're going to be talking about the tussle between the RBI and the central government now with regard regards Section 7. That's going to be one of our stories today. And the other stories, of course, how inhospitable Delhi has become because of the air pollution. For all of those reasons and more, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com, because you want to be a smart listener as also a smart investor.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.